Today on the Trend Out Loud podcast.
Rumors speculate online that Jay-Z may also be connected to Diddy's trafficking ring. What up? It's your boy Trend Out Loud and I'm back with another episode. All right, I got a good show set up for you guys today. Today, our first lead story is going to be talking about Diddy. There's a lot that happened since last episode when we were talking and let you guys know about the investigation. So we're going to start off with some updates. Then we're going to jump over to our second lead story, which is the Baltimore bridge collapsing. Then we're going to jump into quick news. Bad Boy 4 trailer is out. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, that's going to be dope. Then speed news, question of the day, and of course, sports news. Y'all know what time it is. Turn your TVs, radio, or devices up. I'm about to start this show. Let's go. Footage shows aftermath of the raid on Diddy's Los Angeles residence, and his attorney releases a statement. All right, so I have around 5 or 6 updates that happened in the past 24 hours. I'm going to start out with showing you the footage of the Los Angeles home. It's crazy. For those of you who are listening on the radio or on podcast platforms and cannot see this, I'll try to explain to you. For those of you who want to see it, please go to my YouTube channel, Trend Out Loud. You will see the video there. It's just crazy. Hold on. Let me just find the video. Yeah. All right. So here it is. So like it is literally like somebody tore the entire place apart. They didn't just like search for things and put things back. Like if there's the cupboards are open, clothes are all over the floor. There's desks, papers, computers. They went through the kitchen. It's like they got robbed. And I think this is a safe that's showing us. It looks like he got robbed and it was not just like, how can I describe it? Not just robbed, like they were stealing, like it was vandalized. That's what I'm looking for. It looks like Diddy's home was vandalized, sneakers, clothes everywhere, or it looked like maybe like a tornado passed through. That is the best way to describe it. So it's totally crazy. I don't know if this is standard or not standard. I've been hearing a lot of rumblings of people saying that this was just a show and law enforcement doesn't have enough on him, so they want to kind of like visually embarrass him. This is why they had their the army brigades out and police and law enforcement to make it a bigger story than it is. I don't know if I believe that or not, but that's just some of the speculation going on out here. I will read you a statement from his lawyer. Yesterday, there was a gross overuse of military level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residences. There is no excuse for the excessive force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated. Mr. Combs was never detained, but spoke to and cooperated with authorities. Despite media speculation, neither Mr. Combs nor any member of his family has been arrested, nor have their abilities to travel been restricted in any way. So, just to make it clear, no one has been arrested, no one's been detained, nobody has flight restrictions. They could do whatever they want. This was simply a raid on his homes. I'll continue. This unprecedented ambush, paired with an advanced coordinated media presence, leads to a premature rush of judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits. There has been no finding of criminal or civil liability of any of these allegations. Mr. Combs is innocent and will continue to fight every single day to clear his name. So that's the update. That's the raid. And they found electronics. So let's also now talk about the flight. Everybody was talking about the fact that Diddy is running away. He's escaping. He's on a flight and leaving the U.S. And I'm sure some people are assuming that he's probably wants to go to a country that won't extradite. But it was false. I'm going to play a recording for you. This is not anything official. This is just WAC 100 talking to academics. But here is him explaining why he feels like what happened with the flight with Diddy. Take a listen to this.
They forced Diddy's jet to land. The reason why they forced the jet to land because he's registered to be on the jet, right? Now watch this. When they landed the jet, nigga wasn't there.
Yeah, so he must have been on the manifest.
Yeah, of course, but you know that's intentional. And the nigga had himself on a jet to throw the fans off to make them think he was headed one way. That nigga had it enough.
So again, very speculative. Was he trying to lead them to not find out where he was and put his name on the jet manifest to try to lead them to think that he's on that plane and he's really somewhere else? But that really doesn't 100% make sense, because his lawyer said that he did speak to authorities. And like I was talking with a friend of mine, it's like, it could be that he was ready to go away, but then he heard about this and then changed his mind. Who knows? I'm just giving you guys all the speculation that's going out there, because I mean, the authorities and nobody is giving us any information. So we have no choice but to speculate. All right. So I think that's pretty much it with the raids and the planes and everything. I actually do have some video of Diddy spotted at the airport. I will play it here right beside me. I'll describe it. Nothing crazy. He just has a t-shirt and some blue pants on, and he's at the airport. He's pacing back and forth. He looks stressed, but he doesn't look like afraid or doesn't look scared. He looks like just how, you know, me or you would be at the airport, like waiting. So I don't know that, but there is that. I mean, that's the first time that we have seen Diddy in a long time. For me anyways, captured in the video of him, or seen anybody capture a video of him. So let me move on to three kind of like business things. Actually, sorry, there's one more thing. Diddy's drug mule was arrested. I think it's like a basketball player. I'm going to put up the mugshot. It says mugshot release of Diddy's alleged mule, who was just arrested on drug charges. So, and he was arrested at the same time of the raid. So why would they arrest his mule? What does the drugs have to do with anything? But it could be that in Cassie's case, she said that that Diddy drugged her and was always like pumping her for drugs. So maybe they're arresting this guy to hopefully turn on Diddy so that he could testify against him in court. Who knows? But I don't understand that why they would just arrest this guy at this time. Again, we have no information, so we just got to speculate. All right, so that is that. Now, Diddy, hold on, let me get to this here. All right, here I found it. Okay, so Diddy sells off all his Revolt TV shares to an anonymous buyer. That's pretty crazy. For those of you who don't know, Diddy was an owner of a network, a majority owner. When this started happening, he sold some shares, and now he sold all his remaining shares. This was his like crown jewel in his portfolio. And I know this probably hurts him to let it go, but he is probably in desperate need of money right now. I'll read a little bit of it to you. Diddy is no longer associated with Revolt TV in any capacity, the company he founded in 2013, as it is now completely under new ownership. Sources familiar with the deal says Diddy recently sold all his shares to an interested buyer for an undisclosed sum, but was informed that the company remains Black-owned, maintaining its original mission and dedication to advance Black culture. It's unclear exactly what Revolt sold for, but the new owners prefer to remain anonymous for now. However, sources indicate they have a deep passion for Black culture and plan to make a formal introduction in the coming weeks. So that is a big piece of information. I would love to find out who it is. I wonder if it's some, who's I going to say now? Tyler Perry. I wonder if it's Tyler Perry, because I know that he wanted to buy BET. So I wonder if maybe he was interested in buying Revolt. We'll see. You know, I'll keep you guys up to date for that. And okay, so that was that. Let me just check my paper here. Okay, Diddy, this, that. Okay, this is the last thing. I wanted to keep this for last. If you guys watched my episode around 2 or 3 weeks ago, I told you guys about a woman that says that Jay-Z was actually worse than Diddy, and Jay-Z was actually was actually partying at a lot of these he was partying at a lot of these parties with Diddy, and she thinks that he's involved somewhat in the allegations that are coming down on Diddy. And they said that he has been doing this for years, and so that was that. Okay, So that was actually a good episode. A lot of people watched it. A lot of people commented on it. And a lot of people also didn't believe it. But today, a lot of people online are out here saying that Jay-Z might be like the next person that's arrested in this investigation. It says, rumors speculate online that Jay-Z may also be connected to Diddy's trafficking ring. So, like, I don't know what is going on. People are putting, like, memes out here. You know, like, 50 Cent is doing stuff, putting little memes out here. And people are wondering, like, where is Jay-Z? Apparently, like, Jay-Z is always pretty much offline, but nobody, like, knows where he is right now. And they're thinking maybe he might be staying low and hiding out so people don't come and raid his house and arrest him. But don't be shocked if the next thing you hear in this case is that Jay-Z was also part of this this trafficking ring. So, all right, I think that's pretty much it on my list of things that I wanted to update you on. There's the footage of Diddy's house. There's the electronics, the academics phone call about the flight. He sold all of his shares in Revolt. Diddy was spotted at the airport. Diddy's mule was arrested. And Jay-Z might be involved in Diddy investigation. This is crazy to me. All right, so that's the wrap up with this story. Please send me your emails or comment below. Let me know what you think of the story. Let me know if you think if Diddy is guilty or not. More importantly, I want to know what you guys think about Jay-Z. Do you think that Jay was implemented in this? Do you think maybe he was, yes, at some parties? Or do you think that he was actually like, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm having a hard time with words today. If he was part of the trafficking organization and the case that they're building on Diddy, let me know. Trent@CFQR600.com. All right, this brings us to our second lead story. Baltimore Bridge collapses after being struck by a large boat. Emergency responders are searching the water for people who were traveling and working on the bridge. This happened yesterday, actually, and I wasn't able to get it into the lineup for yesterday's show, so I wanted to make sure to talk about it. The AP press just put out a couple of minutes ago that all six workers missing after Baltimore Bridge collapse are presumed dead. And so it's just sad overall, and my hearts go out to the families who are affected and the people who lost their lives on the bridge. All right, this brings us to quick news. Ring my bell. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back in Bad Boys Ride or Die. It's really Bad Boys 4, but Bad Boys Ride or Die. Yo, I'm super excited for this. I had to put it at the top of quick news. Bad Boys 2 is... I don't know if I'd say it's my favorite movie of all times, but it's like top two or top three. Definitely like in comedy action, it's my favorite movie of all times. I'm super excited this is coming back. The trailer looks really dope. And what I like more than anything, like Will Smith is one of my favorite actors. One of my favorite actors, because like that's like an Al Pacino or Robert De Niro, but he's one of my favorite celebrities, put it that way. Like as an entertainer, like I love him. I still think he's a great actor, but you know, I would still put like Denzel, Al, and Robert De Niro. Anyways, I digress, I'm getting off point, and this is quick news, so I gotta make it quick. I like that he's not getting a lot of backlash. If you look in the comments, people are like, can't wait to go see this, super excited, it looks really good, or whatever. So I think that everyone's kind of like over the Oscar slap now, and we could get back to Will being the amazing entertainer that he is. So I'm very excited. I obviously cannot play the trailer for you guys for copyright reasons. I don't even think that we're even gonna play a little clip of it, but yeah, I'm really excited about it. I'll read you a little bit about it. It says, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are on the run, Bad Boy style. This must-see film of the summer hits theaters June 7th. So yeah, there's a little bit of a hint of what it's about. Apparently they're on the run. Somebody's blackmailing them or blackmailing their own boss. I think that's a really good plot twist. They're obviously the cops, as everybody knows, and now they're the ones being hunted, so they're on the run. It's going to be so good. I'm excited for this. I can't wait to see it. I'll be literally at the first show June 7th. If you want to find me, I'll be at my local theater watching this show, man. So salute to Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. All right, and our second quick story, Halle Berry reveals that her doctor mistakenly diagnosed her with the worst case of herpes after she complained about a post-sex discomfort. After that, testing revealed she was actually going through menopause. what? This is like the weirdest story ever. What does menopause have to do with the worst case of herpes? How do you misdiagnose that? It doesn't even make sense to me. I'll read a little bit of the story to you guys. I really don't even want to talk about this, but it is a big trending topic right here. So I got to do my job. But Haley says, after explaining her symptoms to the doctor, he made a shocking revelation that he believed her pain was caused by one of the worst cases of herpes that he's ever seen. Thankfully, when the test came back, the doctor had made a huge and incorrect assumption about her symptoms. Turns out Hallie was in the beginning stages of pre-menopause. So yeah, like I said, it's a weird story, but I think it's really, I think the reason why she's talking about this now is that it is Women's Month, and she was on a woman's panel with Jill Biden. And I think that's why she's talking about this to women. So any women out there that, you know, you have, I don't, like I said, I don't, I feel uncomfortable even talking about this, but if you have any of these issues, I think the point is to make sure maybe and go and get a second diagnosis when you have these things, and to know that the beginning stages of premenopause can look like herpes. Okay. That's it with this story. Let's move on. All right, and our third quick story, are y'all ready? Escape and SWV announced joint Queens of R&B tour will have special guests Maya Total and 702. Basically, the concert that we all wanted is actually going to be happening. This has taken, I think, 2 years in the making. They were supposed to get do this before. Then there were some sort of arguments, contract problems, who was going to go first, who's actually the headliner, back and forth. It's all settled. I don't know if it says here. Oh, yeah, here it is. It says, come kick it with your girls, Escape and SWV for the Queens of R&B tour. It kicks off March the 29th at 10 a.m. I don't know what city, but I'm sure they're just going to go around and be doing their tour. It looks here that there is, I don't know, I would say around 30 dates. And there's no Montreal here, of course. I'm sure there's a Toronto, but Montreal never gets no love, man. Yeah, I don't see even any Canadian dates. Anyways, I will definitely try to go out to see this tour. I love SWV. I'm also a big fan of Escape, but I love SWV. I'd be honored to say I saw SWV in concert. It would be super dope. So yeah, we also wanted to put this in here because now I'm going to play some SWV. If you're on CFQR600.com or AM, we're going to play some SWV. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening to it on a podcast, make sure that you check out CFQR600.com or AM weekdays from 11 to 12, where the Trend Out Loud podcast hosts an R&B and hip hop show. And we play, 90s and 2000s hip hop and R&B in the middle of the shows between segments. It's really dope. If you really like this podcast, I want to hear it with some music. Make sure you check us out. All right, let's listen to some SWV. Let's get it. All right, this takes us to our new segment and everyone's favorite, speed news. Let's go. Ring my bell. McDonald's to sell Krispy Kreme donuts nationwide. Okay, I know this is in quick, I know this is in speed news, so I gotta talk about it quickly, but who is excited for Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's? I know I am. I love Krispy Kreme. And here in Canada, or especially Montreal, I don't think we even have a Krispy Kreme, so they're hard to get. It does say nationwide, so I don't know if this is only in the US, but you know, it will roll out if it starts working. McDonald's and Krispy Kreme are set to join forces to bring the beloved donut brand to McDonald's location nationwide by the end of 2026. Okay, that's horrible. The big rollout will actually begin in the second half of this year. However, it will take roughly 2.5 years for Krispy Kreme to more than double its distribution to satisfy its partners. Oh, okay, so that's why it's going to take so long, because Krispy Kreme has got to roll out and make sure they have enough donuts in McDonald's. That is crazy. Anyways, shout out to that. That's a good marriage. That's good, man. Have some donuts, have some hamburgers, and have some donuts for dessert. I love this. I'm excited. All right, in our second speed story, Larsa Pippen opens up about her split from Marcus Jordan. I don't think he's my guy. Oh my gosh, I can't wait till we never have to talk about Larsa. I really don't like Larsa. And Marcus, I love Marcus. I've actually met him a couple of times at Nike meetings. He's a super good guy. But yo, you are Marcus Jordan. You are Michael Jordan's son. You should be out here like living life like a king and not like wrapped up with Larsa Pippen. Ugh. Anyways, I'll play you guys a little clip of her like totally just dissing Marcus. This is so like, I just don't think he's my guy. Just, why don't you just break up and just say, hey, things didn't work out. I love him. I wish him all the best. Or I'll always love him, wish him all the best. Jeez. Anyways, listen to what you have to say quickly.
think when you're alone, you kind of really either miss the person or realize maybe you're not my guy. Hmm. And I feel like that made me realize that I don't think he's my guy.
All right, and our third speed story, it's another relationship story. Lamar Odom reveals that he still misses Khloe Kardashian and says it's hard to forget about somebody that you've married after you met them for 30 days. So he met her for 30 days and they got married. He's trying to say how much he loves her. So, of course, that's why he still misses her. Do we have a clip? I don't know if we have a clip, but anyways, Lamar Odom misses Khloe Kardashian, okay? Let's get to the next story. All right, in our fourth and final speed story, Funkmaster Flex, famed DJ Funkmaster Flex, accused of accepting kickbacks and stealing company funds by former Hot 97 executive who claims he was fired for being too white. All right, so there's somebody that got fired and he's making these accusations. I'm not going to read the full story for you, but, you know, Funkmaster Flex is a hip-hop DJ in New York, veteran worldwide, and we might start hearing some news about him. And I also wanted to highlight this because when Envy was going through his problems, Funkmaster Flex made sure that everybody knew about it. And y'all know that I'm an honorable member of The Breakfast Club, so I'm just letting you all know out there that Funkmaster Flex is not 100% clean. They are saying that he may have taken some kickbacks, stealing company funds, and he got one of his coworkers fired because he was too white, which is a horrible thing to do. So, all right, that's it for quick news. That's it for speed news. Woo, I'm having a bad day today. That's it for speed news. Let's skip to the next segment. All right, this brings us to question of the day. If you had a theme song that played every time you entered a room, what would the song be? All right, let's jump into the comments. Somebody wrote Mystical, Here I Go. That's a good one. Somebody wrote Law and Order, dum da dum dum. That's good. Return to the Mac. That's good. Okay, you guys' comments have not been amazing this week, but now it's starting to get better. These are great songs, or great choices, however you want to put it. Sorry, I forgot to read the names. Laurie62 wrote Art of Noise, Moments of Love. I don't know that song. LaurieMax782 wrote So Fresh and So Clean, Outkast. That's a good one. DD0682 wrote Nas, Hate Me Now. Oh, that's a good one, man. Big Lou Castle wrote, I'd play the Wayne and Brothers theme song. That's a good one. All right, I'll read two more. S. Bonita wrote Eve, Who's That Girl? And Candy Love 24 wrote, This Girl Is On Fire, Alicia Keys. All right, that's really dope. To be honest with you guys, I didn't prepare for this question, and I can't think off the top of my head now what my theme song would be. Like, I really can't think. Something dope. Maybe like that Superfly, like, yo, he's the... I don't know. I don't have a song, man. Sorry, I wasn't prepared. But these comments were perfect. So I didn't have anything to add. These are all good today, man. Let's go. All right, this brings us to sports news. All right, there is I saw this on Instagram on SportsCenter. They put out the top five estimated NIL earnings from players who have played in this year's NCAA tournament. And guess who is number one on the list? Caitlin Clark with over $3 million. Yo, for those of you who've been following and watch daily, thank you, by the way. You know how much I have been talking about the NCAA tournament, March Madness, and how much attention is being put on the women's game finally after years and years and years. And of course, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and all of them. But so I just wanted to let you guys know that number one is Caitlin Clark. Number two, Angel Reese with $1.8 million. And then I never know how to pronounce this girl, I don't know how to pronounce this person's name right. Fulaja Johnson, $1.1 million. So she's tied with third with Jared McLean at $1.1 million. And then there's guys that continue at the end. But I just wanted to let you guys know that the top three NIL earnings are women. So shout out to Caitlin Clark, shout out to Angel Reese, and shout out to Fulaja Johnson. I'm very sorry if I mispronounced your name wrong. But if you guys haven't been watching the March Madness, make sure you check out some of the female games, the women games. It's amazing. Shout out to the whole March Madness and NCAA tournaments. I love that these college players are finally getting their just due and they're getting their money. Shout out to all y'all, but especially shout out to the women's basketball. All right, guys, that's it for me. We're wrapping up the show. Send me your emails. Send me your comments. Comments below if you're watching this on YouTube. Send me your emails, trendoutloud@cfqr600.com. I hope you like the show. But as always, if you have things that you want to see, things that you don't like, let me know. We're always trying to build up the show to be bigger and better, and we need your feedback. So let us know what you like. Let us know what you didn't like. Let us know what you think about the comments. Let me know if you think Jay-Z is the next one that is going to get wrapped up in this Diddy thing. I still can't even think that we're even saying that. But yeah, send me your emails, comment below. It's your boy, Trend Out Loud. Peace, peace, peace.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. It's your boy, Trend Out Loud. Peace!
For more content, you could subscribe, download, or listen to the Trend Out Loud podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, or you could watch us on YouTube. Just search Trend Out Loud. For showtimes and updates, you could follow us on all social platforms at Trend Out Loud. Go to signupexpert.com/Trent. Once you sign up for all betting apps and get all your bonuses and get all your rewards, go to your app store and download BetStamp and use promo code TOL.